The following is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network, home to many great podcasts, including Thursday Night Destruction, Inconclusive Breakdown, Neckbreaker, Two and a Half Wrestlers, The Midnight Jury, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Pro Wrestling 101, Apex Radio, and of course, The Shining Wizards. Available on iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Boom, and at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com.
This is the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast. Welcome everybody to this week's show. This is episode 36. We're nine months in.
Oh shit!
We're gonna have this baby.
And we're gonna have a baby.
You're gonna lose your pouch there, so
it all makes sense. Thank you to everybody that ordered shirts. The campaign is over. Hopefully soon we will have other shirts. We're looking at designs right now, so
we get the double D in it.
Yeah, we'll get it. That's Dan.
But I'm PD, all right.
PD.
Partial dumbass.
Phantom Dan.
Sex thing, huh?
DP.
The shows for this week, there was no Mike Tyson.
Hey,
there
you was didn't no... do the announcements.
What announcements?
Roll call.
Oh, yeah.
We're all here again.
Yeah, everybody's here. Vince?
Hi.
The look on your face is serene.
I know.
Creepy. Timmy?
You blew it.
Yeah, I know. Dan?
Phantom Dan.
Short?
Timmy.
All right, everybody's here.
Come on.
As I was saying, there was no Mike Tyson or Gotham this week. What the hell just happened?
I felt something cold and wet, and it wasn't your mother.
What did you...
Skeets, I had my hands down there, and Skeets touched my fingers. I was like, ooh!
Oh my god.
I feel violated. I swear, my balls just went...
I should have brought the video camera. That was priceless.
God damn it. It's like under my fingernail. I don't like that one bit. I'm going to eat your dog. Okay.
Compared to everything else you've said about my family today, it's kind of par for the course. All right. No Mike Tyson, no Gotham this week. Anybody watch S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yes.
Nine.
S.H.I.E.L.D. was basically a setup for this Tuesday. It is Tuesday, yeah. Tuesday will be the mid-season finale.
Today's Sunday, dude.
It's not Tuesday. I know. Shut up. They found the city.
Yeah.
It's in Puerto Rico.
Which city?
The one in Puerto Rico.
The one in Puerto Rico.
That makes sense.
Magical, watching the show?
The magical city for the inhumans.
Shut up.
They found the tunnel. Mac went down.
Down
was
on
he
what?
Possessed? Or?
I don't know.
Because he touched the weird symbols and it like burned into his hand and he like the eyes went completely black like Dan's old fucking contacts and...
Then they pulled him out of the hole and he started beating the shit out of people.
Yeah.
If I was in a hole that I haven't been in a while and somebody pulls me out, I'm going to beat the hell out of somebody here.
I think everybody here just nodded like, yep. Sky Girl was talking to the one.
Yes. Yeah.
And they basically said that they kind of said stuff about the Kree, which they already announced.
Said there's even more possibility that Sky is an alien.
Yeah. Which, yeah, we know she is. They were taken hostage by Ward, who's maybe sort of with Hydra. I saw the preview for next week, and it's her sitting on a couch with her dad, which is Kyle MacLachlan's playing the dad. And he's doing a fantastic job. You can tell he's having fun with the character. So
it's Kyle MacLachlan. I mean, what can't he do?
Right.
Yeah.
But
I mean, it's Showgirls for Christ's sakes.
That's right. Good cup of coffee. and at the very end,
here comes the dog.
Weird Nazi doctor gives the order to shoot down the bus.
Wrong ginger.
Not a ginger.
Yeah, like I said, that was basically a setup for next week. Flash and Arrow this week was the big crossover. Brave and the Bold.
Better than me.
Well, yeah.
That was Bold and Beautiful.
That's something else that you watch that nobody else does.
Dan, put the dog down.
Part one was on Flash. You had the one who uses lights to change your emotions and basically made Flash go rage crazy.
Yeah, he was very angry at everybody.
At everybody. They admit that Captain Boomerang was on what they call Task Force X, which is Suicide Squad, and that he somehow got the bomb out of his head, or it didn't go off right or something. That's why he's alive and wanting revenge.
Yeah.
Dr. Wells, evil crippled doctor, figured out that Oliver Queen is Arrow. See, Barry Mind Control fights everybody.
See, your little wheelchair guy that you guys kept on freaking out about?
Yeah, because we don't know who the fuck he is.
Is Queen rich in this series, or is he, is it after he...
His Queen Consolidated was bought by Ray Palmer.
His mom died in the first few episodes.
Season 2 finale, or season 1 finale, the mom dies.
Yeah.
Slade kills her.
Ooh.
Or, no, was it Deathstroke or Merlin?
Deathstroke wasn't until just recently.
Yeah, so it might have been Merlin killed the mom. So, but, everybody knows everybody's secret identities because Flash don't know how to keep his fucking mask on.
Yeah.
And they keep doing the thing where he takes off and the papers rustle.
Yeah.
They need to stop that. Because it's every fucking time.
Yeah.
But, it really freaked out the black guy.
Imagine that.
Imagine that. Just, it's the first time he's ever seen somebody with powers. Not a giant racist piece of cream cheese like Dan.
Yeah, the black guy from Arab.
Cream cheese.
Yeah.
There's no really good
racist. He's like racist. Arabic.
Well, that's true.
Mexican.
Iris told the Flash, don't contact her anymore. Eddie, her boyfriend, is now heading up the task force that's going to go after Flash.
He's a bad, bad man.
Yeah.
That's right.
There, nobody on the show is saying who is actual Reverse Flash.
The man in the yellow suit.
The guy running backwards.
It's either Eddie.
I never understood why he's called Reverse Flash. Does he actually run backwards?
No.
Okay.
His suit's backwards.
So he poops out the pee hole?
Yes.
Pees out the poop
he
hole?
He puts food in his butt and poops out
there you go.
Mouth.
Like South Park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Now you got me all discombobulated.
Now you want to put food in your butt.
Yeah. Eddie is now leading the task force.
Who doesn't?
Which that led into part two, which was on Arrow. They ended up catching Captain Boomerang, defusing all the bombs.
I didn't watch that part.
They ended up putting him... He is on... Arrow has a island in the South China Sea that's his little prison.
Fortress of Solitude.
Right. And so Captain Boomerang is now on the island with Deathstroke. Because that's the only two on the island so far. And apparently there's landmines all over the island so nobody can escape. So, allegedly. Deathstroke
will... sounds like it was made by my dad.
But,
oh, shit. Is he all right?
Yeah, he's all right.
Next week...
not
next week. This coming week is mid-season finales for both Flash and Arrow. Flash, he's going to fight Reverse Flash. Arrow, you get a sword fight with Ra's al Ghul. So, and from what I've seen, you remember the first Nolan Batman where he like travels up the mountain and he sword fights with Ra's? It's the same fucking thing on Arrow. Almost shot for shot from what stills.
Is it Liam Neeson?
No, it's the new guy that's playing Ra's. But they should have got Liam Neeson.
He's in Liam Neeson.
Yeah. Should. But, Constantine. Anybody watch Constantine?
I watched it this morning.
I've been working.
That was the Fallen Angel.
Yeah.
The preacher gets powers. Spoilers. Preacher gets power to heal people, but it's not really. A Fallen Angel gave him a wing, or gave him a feather off of her wing to do something.
He's eating a hat.
Did you? What's he eating?
A hat.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. Oh. Did you catch the Easter egg?
Canadian egg.
At the very end, where he's putting the heart on the shelf.
Oh, yeah, the mask.
Did you see the mask? Do you know what mask that is?
I do not.
That is the Medusa mask that Psycho Pirate uses in the comics.
Psycho Pirate.
It basically allows him to control other people's emotions, which apparently that's a running theme this week.
Sounds like a good name for a band.
Psycho Pirate? Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Never walks around with eye patches.
The very end of Constantine, the guy that's like going to go out on a date with Zed is driving the car, and there's a guy in the back.
Yeah,
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I couldn't figure that
out. I've read the Hellblazer comics for a while. Not in a long time.
I was like, no, that's not.
No, that's not yet.
Okay,
no.
Then what the fuck is up with Chaz? How I haven't read the comics in a while. How the fuck does he keep on dying and coming back?
I forget how they do it.
Because they killed Shia LaBeouf, and I was like, yeah.
I forget how they do it in the comic, but yeah, something, he has a spell on him or something. He's immortal. Yeah. So that's how they're... Because he got stabbed in New Orleans, or the thing killed him in New Orleans. Yeah. And then,
the big fucking light pole thing.
And then when the cops were over there, and he just sits up and comes back to life and freaks the fuck out of the cops. But I really like Constantine. I really hope it gets renewed for season 2.
Yeah. Yep.
But
awesome.
Don't know.
Sign a petition.
We'll get into the news. The Walking Dead spinoff has cast their leads. Cliff Curtis, Alicia Debnam, and Frank Dillon are your cast so far. Same time frame as current Walking Dead, just set in suburbs. So
Tank closer to their
ass. Claire Holt from Vampire Diaries is the top choice to play Supergirl for the TV series.
She's a blonde?
Yes.
She would have to be blonde, wouldn't she?
Well,
Supergirl was blonde?
Yeah.
Yeah, but she...
AMC. Cut off his hands. AMC has given a pilot order for Preacher.
There might be a knife in there.
So you're at least going to get a Preacher pilot.
I can't wait.
A Preacher pilot?
Yeah.
Is that like a Southwest thing?
Kind of.
Oh, yeah. Five
people buy two seats.
So I crashed into a mountain. I had to eat them.
And even though this is Seth Rogen behind it, he is such... He's a fanboy for Preacher that I think he can do it. From what I've read, Jeff Johns is kind of also helping oversee, so... We'll see. That, no casting yet, but should be soon since they just gave the order. Titans. Teen Titans also got a pilot order from TNT. Confirmed characters are Raven, Starfire, and Nightwing.
So all I need now is Cyborg and Beast Boy.
Yeah. And since Cyborg is going to be...
A live-action Teen Titan.
Yeah, on TNT. So,
Jesus.
Let's see.
I don't know how they're going to do that.
I don't know either, but I'm excited.
I hope it's not going to be like He-Man.
Longer than He-Man?
Yeah.
Yeah. It shouldn't be. DC, with their TV shows, is usually really good. So
yeah, their movies suck.
That's the only thing Marvel has over DC, really.
I have an animated movie I bought for $1.
What was it?
Son of Batman.
Ah, the Damian one.
I haven't seen it.
It's very good. Yeah. As we said, Deathstroke will be back this season on Arrow. Mick Jagger and Martin Scorsese are teaming up. HBO is making a drama series. No title yet. 1-hour show set in the 70s.
Free Jack.
It should be Free Jack. That would be awesome. It almost made my list for this week, matter of fact. The series will explore the drug and sex-fueled music business as punk and discos were breaking out. Ooh. All through the eyes of a record executive trying to resurrect his label and find the next big sound.
Excellent.
So, sounds like Stay Cool, kind
of. Yeah, kind of. But set in the 70s and Jagger and Scorsese producing. So.
I apologize, fellas.
Thank God the fan's going. ABC has announced that Agent Carter, when it premieres, it will be 2 hours.
Fuck you both.
So...
Over here in a minute.
Since they only shot 8 episodes and they're cramming 2 into the first in the debut, that's only going to give you 7 weeks. So, but and apparently episode 3 of Agent Carter, you're going to get a Stan Lee cameo. So, of course you
always
are.
Do.
Luke Cage and Jessica Jones were officially cast. It's Mike Coulter and Kristen Ritter. that is the one we thought was going to be Luke Cage. And Kristen Ritter is fantastic. She's the one I want to wear like a mask.
Hey, Dan wants to wear you like a mask.
I know, yeah.
It'd be like a turducken. Dan, Justin, and that chick. Wow.
Yeah.
Human centipede.
Now, you sent me this thing about a possible Arrow Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. crossover.
Yeah.
This came from Stephen Amell, who plays Arrow. He said he wants to cross over with everything. He wants Arrow in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Gotham, and Constantine. He wants to be in every show. He also wants to host Monday Night Raw.
So he's a...
He's a real big fanboy, is what it comes down to. So.
Does he have teeth?
Yes, he's not Poison Ivy. CSI Cyber has a debut date, March 4th.
They got a cast yet?
Yeah, it's like Patricia Arquette, James Vanderbeek.
No, you already lost me.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
fucking Dawson.
Go back to the fucking creek, yeah. Pacey.
That's right. He wasn't Pacey. Well, yeah, he was. How do you know that?
Vanderbeek wasn't Pacey.
Was he Dawson?
Yeah.
He was Dawson.
Okay.
That's why I said fucking Dawson.
Okay. It's his fucking creek.
It's his creek.
Remember Ben Lash when we were in Moxie's that one night?
I don't even want to know this story.
Dawson's creek.
February 19th is the debut for the new Odd Couple, which is CBS, and it is dude from Friends, not Joey.
Matt LeBlanc?
No, not Joey.
Matthew Perry?
Matthew Perry and...
Steve Perry.
Steve Perry. Last time you said Steve Perry, you skipped a fucking golf ball across water, so I don't even want to bring getting into that magical bullshit.
That's awesome.
It's Matthew Perry and the guy that played the head guy from Reno 911.
Oh.
Officer Dangle?
Yeah.
Fuck.
It's Matthew Perry and Dangle.
I might have to watch it just for Dangle.
Well,
if he's not wearing bicycle shorts, I ain't watching.
Well, yeah, I don't think you're going to get bicycle shorts. But February 19th is the debut, and they are using that debut to lead into the series finale of Two and a Half Men. Series Two and a Half Men will end on the 19th, so they're using Odd Couple.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Fucking Kuchar.
The last thing I have is, since Sons of Anarchy ends this week, yeah, series finales this week, they are auctioning off a lot of the shit from the show. Like, a lot of stuff that people are going to want. His Sons of Anarchy rings that he wears on the show, belt buckles, motorcycles, trailers, the President Gavel, the gavel that he uses for at the table. What else?
Tiny Dude.
Tiny Dude. prison uniforms, a cigar case shiv.
Ooh. Calm down, Dan.
Police files, Katie Seagal's leather jacket, a lot of her costumes. Clay's chain wallet, ring, bandana, which Clay was Ron Perlman.
They gonna sell some of her stuff door to door, you know?
No. No, don't have to no more. A lot of the cuts, the best, the leather vests are all going to be auctioned off.
My Jehovah's Witness fans.
Opie's 2001 Harley signed by everybody, and that's getting auctioned off. That one's for charity. So
why does charity get all the money? That's fucked up.
Well,
what that bitch ever do?
But I thought that was interesting. Movie news, there was a bunch. Holy crap. Everything broke this week, movie-wise.
Let's fix it.
Yep. You might see the Terminator trailer.
Yes.
No.
Did not.
Oh, my God.
Well, we'll have to watch it. Let me hit the button
TV
here.
Timeout.
And we're back.
That was horrible.
So we just watched the Terminator trailer. What do you think? Let's go around. Vince?
I thought it was complete bullshit.
Really?
I did. Fuck that movie.
Just because it's...
I don't know,
the storyline-wise?
Yeah, it's fun.
No, I just... Leave it alone, man. One and two, that's it.
One
and
two.
Don't need no more.
What do you think, Timmy?
Ah, kind of. It didn't really get... Fuck it.
Alright.
Damn boom hour.
Dan?
The only thing that's going to save it is if she gets naked in that fucking movie. She better get naked.
Titties are good.
Oh, my God.
Hers are fantastic.
Oh.
Just watch Game of Thrones.
Oh.
you get to see more than that.
I would boil her body down.
You know, nightly. Today I didn't really wake up thinking I wanted to see Dan's O face. But,
oh, but so there was that.
Timmy, what'd you think?
What'd you think?
I'll watch it. I might not pay for it.
That a boy. They officially announced Suicide Squad, which I'm 99% excited.
Yeah.
Except for the 1%, which we're going to get to.
Gary Busey.
Here's your cast. Will Smith is Deadshot.
Is that the 1%?
No.
No. We're getting to it.
Queen Jane.
Oh.
Tom Hardy as Rick Flagg. Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn, which that was leaked earlier. Jared Leto will play the Joker. Jai Courtney will play Captain Boomerang. Mm-hmm. And Carla Devlin, I cannot pronounce that. As Enchantress. Jesse Eisenberg will show up as Lex Luthor. Jaden Smith sent out a tweet that said, "Don't worry, I won't go anywhere near Suicide Squad."
Thank God. Nice.
Yeah. And Vince, will you read the...
But Queen Jig might.
Yeah. Apparently they're looking at Oprah to play Amanda Waller.
Amanda Waller.
That's my 1% that I don't want to have.
You need Amanda Waller, don't you?
I'd rather have Amanda Waller with than her.
Yeah. I really want Suicide Squad to do good, and I don't want them to cast Oprah.
What was the character that she could be possibly playing?
Amanda Waller is the head of Argus, which runs the Suicide Squad. Suicide Squad is criminals, superpower criminals that have been caught, and they plant a bomb in their head and send them on these missions.
Yeah.
She's the head honcho.
CCH Pounder.
That's who needs to fucking play it.
Yeah, he wants the
That's
pounder.
Exactly who I cast when we did fan casting.
She's
the perfect, and she's the voice in the fucking animated.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
She's badass, though.
Yeah. She's on the new...
She was awesome in The Shield.
Yes.
Yeah. Holy shit, she was good in The Shield.
She's on the new NCIS. She's their autopsy.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
NCIS Quantum Leap. Yeah.
Nolans.
Dr. Sam Beckett.
Damn right. Guillermo del Toro said that Justice League Dark will be part of DC's shared universe. So you could get crossover with Superman. What is he doing? What is he eating?
I don't know. What are you eating?
Oh, it's a glove. It's all right. So you could get Batman Swamp Thing. Oh, same universe.
Okay. Oh, so. You said Dark. I thought it was going to be like a Timmy casting where...
No.
Bruce Wayne is...
Terry Crews.
I would watch that movie.
I would too.
I didn't look at it. I just did.
Justice League Dark is Constantine.
Zatanna. Dead Man, Swamp Thing,
yeah,
and there's a rotating cast like Frankenstein's Monster, stuff like that. So,
Teen Wolf.
Relativity Studios has set Corin Hardy will be the new director of The Crow, but it looks like they've lost their star. Luke Evans looks like he's going to not be in the movie due to scheduling conflict because they've dragged their feet making the Crow movie.
And he's afraid he's going to die.
I was going to ask if he was dead already.
No. But he sent out a thing that said it looks like he's not going to be able to do it due to scheduling conflict. So it looks like they got to recast the lead. Your new James Bond movie. They announced all this. It will be called Spectre. And here's
Spectre
everybody.
Spectre of Cox.
Here's everybody they cast. Andrew Scott, who played Moriarty on Sherlock, will be...
That guy's a creepy fucking bloke.
Yeah, will be Debney. Monica Bellucci will play Lucia Scuria. I don't know.
When are they bringing Sherlock back? Fuck this shit. When are they bringing Sherlock back?
Next year.
Okay, good.
Leah Zadoo and Christoph Waltz, which we already know Waltz is playing Blofeld. She is playing Madeline Swan.
That's one goofy looking zombie.
Batista is your new henchman. Oh, play Mr. Hinks.
Why does his head look so small?
Because the rest of him is huge. Because roids don't do you nothing to your head.
Oh, is he going to have a top hat with razor blades on it?
I'd mark out. I'd pop. Ray Fiennes is back as M. Ben Winshaw's back as Q.
Well, who's O?
Naomi Harris as Moneypenny.
Oh, Black Moneypenny.
Rory Kinnear as Tanner.
Much Moneypenny.
And Daniel Craig is back as Bond. This is his last Bond under contract.
If you want to send me, and I'd fuck you in the boat.
Bond's going to get some brown sugar.
And your and there's your new Bond car.
Mush money penny.
DB10 Aston Martin.
Mush money penny. Give me that brown sugar.
The wheels look.
How come your taste so good?
Out of proportion.
Well, Q hasn't gotten old yet. So. But I'm actually kind of excited for this one. The last couple James Bond movies, the Daniel Craig James Bond movies, have been pretty good. Granted, they lost 5 stuntmen on the last one due to death. But, you know.
Well, yeah, they had Adele singing the music. I'd jump out of a fucking window, too.
He's a killer.
There you go.
But, let's see. Lost my spot. You remember the movie Source Code with Jake Gyllenhaal, where he kept going back in time a little bit?
Yes, on a train.
Yeah, it was on the train.
Brokeback Mountain time?
Yeah, it was on a train. You're getting a sequel to that. But the director, Duncan Jones, is not coming back, and neither is Jake Gyllenhaal, so I guess it's a reboot. Who knows? Ryan Reynolds took to his Twitter account, which I didn't even know he had, but apparently he does, and he posted the following. It's chimichanga time. Which confirmed he has signed on to play Deadpool. Yay, we got a fan casting right. Which is exactly my first
thought. One character.
One.
Around the table.
I hope they're wearing their brown pants.
But apparently in the script that all the test footage was shot that we saw, Colossus is in the movie a lot. And he will not be in your X-Men movie. Apocalypse, no Colossus. So they're thinking that he could go... They asked him in an interview after they announced Ryan Reynolds, and he's like, do you want to be in the Deadpool movie? And he says, does a bear shit in the woods? Yes, I want to be in that movie. So, Colossus and Deadpool. You think he can make Russian jokes for 2 hours and
fuck
make it
funny?
Yeah.
It's if it's a hard R borderline X, I would be totally for that.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get R. I don't know. Marvel announced officially Benedict Cumberbatch will play Doctor Strange. So we kind of knew that going in, but they officially announced it. No Colossus in X-Men Apocalypse. Kalen Mulvey has a role in Batman Superman Antolini. It's a Russian last name and I can't do it. He's playing KG Beast. He's not going to be your main bad guy. He's just a normal bad guy. In the comics, he fought Batman, and Batman had him all tied up.
KG Beast?
Yeah.
Is this the actor that played Beast?
No.
Oh.
Batman had him all tied up, and he ends up cutting off his own hand to escape, and later he, of course, puts a machine gun on his hand.
Puts his shit back on there.
Yeah. Apparently, you will get Doomsday at the end of Batman Superman, and it will not be all CGI. Some practical effects. Doomsday will probably be your lead-in villain to Justice League.
Is Henson doing Doomsday?
I don't know.
They need to. Because if they're not going to do CGI, they need to have
partial CGI. Good. So you're going to... It's going to be like the thing for Fantastic Four.
Are they going to kill that queer in the cape? And I'm talking about
probably
Superman.
Not.
Back.
They're going to make another movie called Superman Doomed. It's going to be based on that stupid-ass comic book.
Yeah. Try that again. Wonder Woman movie will be written by Jason Fuchs, which they didn't get a woman to do it. Holy shit.
But maybe he's gay, so it's the same thing.
Meh. This kind of made me happy, even though it's new Ninja Turtle-ish. David Green will direct your Ninja Turtles 2. Michael Bay is returning as producer.
They going to China?
Are they actually going to look like turtles?
Are they going back in time?
No. You are going to get Bebop, Rocksteady, and Casey Jones.
Sweet.
And possibly Krang.
Oh,
nice. Nice.
Because that's your Dimension X. That's how you get Bebop and Rocksteady. So.
Yeah, but...
He's eating that thing.
I know.
I hated that movie. Fuck that movie.
Take it away from
me. Yeah, but this one's going in a direction. The other three that I consider... Well, two that I consider good.
The look throws me off the movie so much.
I know.
Yeah.
But
the storyline threw me off the movie so much.
Yeah, and I didn't like what's her face is April O'Neil. That was bad casting.
Oh, big thumb.
Weird.
Weird thumb.
God damn those thumbs.
Thumb.
Yeah, that was bad casting. Should have got the porn star April O'Neil. She'd have done it for scale. The shooting title for
should have done for half scale.
The shooting title for Civil War is Sputnik. It's just the name they're using while they shoot.
I thought that was Cold War, not Civil War.
No, Sputnik in the comics is a shutdown for a Winter Soldier. It's one of the pre-programmed things in his head. When somebody says it, it shuts him down. So that's why they're using it. You will see Black Panther in costume in Civil War.
Whoa, hold on. That's all racist, man.
A little bit.
Don't worry. It's a white suit.
They're doing Avengers 2 reshoots next month. The rumor is you're going to get Black Panther not in suit, normal T'Challa during that. I think they're bringing back everybody, your main cast and Loki, for reshoots. So they're going to add more fight scenes or some shit. Janet Van Dyne, who is the Wasp, is confirmed to be a superhero in Ant-Man. Maybe in a flashback scene. Judy Greer's role in Ant-Man is revealed as Scott Lang's ex-wife, mother of his daughter. So that means you're going to get Cassie Lang in the movie, who in the comic books is Stature, and she can grow and shrink. So you're going to get that. Ant-Man has wrapped shooting. So has Batman and Superman. So, look for trailers soon. Star Wars news. We watched the trailer, and we know the voiceover is Andy Serkis. Apparently, he is playing what looks to be an old man, zombie-like. Looks like he just rose from the dead. Apparently, he could be your new Sith Master. He will talk to Adam Driver's character, who's a Sith, and a character played by Domhnall Gleeson. Don't know who that is. All three characters are probably your new Empire team. Gwendolyn Christie from Game of Thrones, the big giant blonde chick. They're calling her a Chrome Trooper. She's an Inquisitor, is what it is. Black man in a Stormtrooper suit from the trailer.
Mace Windu.
Mace Windu. Not Mace Windu. Damn it. He is a Force-sensitive stormtrooper who defects. That's why he's in a suit and looking around like, you know,
we ain't found shit.
We ain't found shit. Yeah, and looks scared. He defects from the Empire, so that's why he's in the suit. Dan Lin announced that there will be a movie version of Stephen King's It.
There already was.
That was a miniseries.
Yeah.
That was on TV.
It will be his next live-action movie.
Hopefully it's scary.
Cary Fukunaga, who...
Fukunaga.
The guy behind True Detective.
Oh, yes.
Is confirmed to direct. The idea is to start prep in March for summer shoot. So, no casting yet. I don't know who they would get as Pennywise.
Is that going to coincide with...
He, last I heard, he was having some health issues.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, so...
Please tell me they changed the ending of that damn fucking thing.
They just cover over the sewer.
Hey, look, it's a spider.
Spoiler.
Spoiler.
Yeah, that was...
It was terrible. An alien spider.
Oh, no.
Let's get a Sigourney Weaver. She likes the glowing.
There's a bright light behind it.
Chris Pratt is in early talks to star with Denzel Washington in a Magnificent Seven remake.
Boo.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Boo.
That's a movie they need to not touch, in my opinion.
I need to do a dance.
Please don't have Denzel Washington.
You know what kind of dance it's going to be? No, no, no. It's going to be a jig.
Is it on Me on the Moon?
It's in a jig.
You knew the joke was coming. You still took a drink. The Rock announced, because he fucking never stops working, he will star as Maui in Disney's next big animated musical, Moana. He just wants to sing in a movie, so he's going to get a chance. So.
Me too.
He sang in Be Cool.
Yeah, that's true. At the very end, right? Yeah.
Was he the gay radio salesman? Yeah.
He's the gay bodyguard, wasn't it?
He was just gay.
He drove the limo and...
Yeah, he was like Vince Vaughn's...
Bodyguard.
Yeah, bodyguard type. So in 2016, here's your list of movies that are coming out. Deadpool, Batman Superman, Civil War, X-Men Apocalypse, Suicide Squad, Doctor Strange, and maybe Sinister Six. All in 1 year.
It's going to be nice.
Well, you got 52 weeks. I mean, they got to do something.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven movies. Put them a month apart. Civil War, I think, has the July 4th slot. Ooh. So, that would make sense. So, looks like 2016 is going to be the year for
July 4th was Independence, not...
Yeah, Civil I forgot. War. Independence Day should be coming out that year, too. So, looks like 2016 is going to be a big year for the movies. We told you about, I think it was the last week...
He was right, though.
Was it last week we said the WWE Flintstones... movie.
Yeah.
It's going to be called Stone Age Smackdown.
Oh, Jesus.
It will feature prehistoric versions of WWE wrestlers mixing it up with Fred, Barney, Wilma, and the rest of Flintstones cast. Superstars cavemen up their names for the cartoon, so you're going to get John Cena Stone.
So one of these Undertaker going to pile drive Wilma and Betty?
Probably.
I would.
You're going to get Daniel Bryrock, Mr. McMagma, and The Undertaker. Because Undertaker is Undertaker, no matter what.
Yeah, even back in the day, people died.
That's right. DVD, March 17th.
Those aren't bad cartoons. No. I mean, the Scooby-Doo one wasn't bad.
Yeah. Maisie Williams, who plays Arya Stark on Game of Thrones, the little girl, looks like she will be playing Elle in a Last of Us movie based on the game.
I can see it. She's a good actress.
Yeah. Roberto Orci will not be directing Star Trek 3. This is the second big movie he stepped down from. He was supposed to do the Power Rangers movie. He stepped down from that to do Star Trek. He's directing the second Star Trek. No.
I forgot
In the Darkness was the second Star Trek.
He's supposed to do a Power Rangers movie?
He was supposed to, but then he stepped down because he was going to do... He stepped down because he was going to do Star Trek.
Did you see the last episode of Star Wars Super Mega Force?
No.
Tommy was in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's directing the new Power Rangers movie?
I'm not sure. But apparently there's two rumors floating around for your new Star Trek director. Either Edgar Wright, best known from
that'd be awesome.
Shaun of the Dead, those movies, or Jonathan Frakes, best known as number one.
Man, I don't know.
He's directed a lot of shit.
I know, but Jonathan Frakes, I don't know.
Why can't they get number two from Austin Powers?
Robert Wagner?
Yeah.
He's too busy drowning next watch.
Well, sometimes you gotta choke a bit.
That wasn't Robert Wagner, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
know what Natalie Wood's last words were?
Yeah.
Along with half the city of New Orleans.
Man, that was a Timmy joke. I thought you guys were better than that.
No. Have you listened to this show? No, we're not better than that. Comic book news. Timmy, I thought you'd be interested in this, Mr. Short. In Amazing Spider-Man number 11 and number 12, 616 Peter is going to fight. Is going to fight Superior Spider-Man.
Oh,
physical fight, like knockdown, drag out, Spidey versus Spidey Ock. So
a little bit of web in the face.
Easy killer.
So you like Peter, huh?
616 Peter.
Scott Snyder and Frank Miller might be doing a sequel to Dark Knight Returns. The story would focus on an older Carrie Kelly, a female Robin.
Take it through the fucking closet. What you got now?
Would you shut that door, Dan? In a similar way that Bruce Wayne in The Dark Knight Returns was looking for his successor. So
who's going to be Batman?
Don't know if there is a Batman.
So. Nicolas Cage.
No! Cage. Kirk Cameron!
Fuck that.
Bat Jesus.
Bat-Jesus.
Terry Crews.
Terry Crews is Bat-Jesus.
Okay. Oh, the guy who played Bible Man. Willie Ames.
He can get his head out of the bag of coke. Yeah. The cover for the Inhumans 50th anniversary. It shows everybody sitting in the throne room with Black Bolt on the throne. The dog in front, Lockjaw. And on the floor is all the symbols from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So they're tying it in, basically saying, yes, the Inhumans are in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Marvel Comics, their upcoming Star Wars number one, since they got the license back, is on track to sell over 1 million copies. This would be the top-selling single issue of a comic book in the last 20 years. I think going back to Jim Lee's X-Men number one. It will also become the first ever million-selling periodical comic book sold exclusively through direct market channels without the aid of newsstands. So, the last thing I have is Justin Jordan, who writes Green Lantern New Guardians, has said that March's issue 40th will be his last. He's done. He's told his story and he's done with the book. That will be the last issue before DC goes on their two-month moving hiatus of, yeah, they're moving from New York to Burbank, so. And there's no word if the title will even continue after issue 40. So,
if you're following the Spider-Verse line, they were supposed to release two of them Wednesday, but they didn't release them, and there was no explanation of why they, if they postponed them till next week or the week after. Yeah, because I looked online because I was going to go on Wednesday and buy them.
Right.
And
nothing ever...
Didn't release them on the app or anything.
That's very odd.
Yeah.
Get into some video game news, and then I'll throw it over to Vince. Dan, I thought you would be interested in this. You're the big Kingdom Hearts fan.
Yeah.
Both Marvel and Star Wars characters are being considered for Kingdom Hearts 3.
Why?
Because it's Disney.
God damn it. The storyline was good before. Why
you're
are you
gonna get
that shit
Darth
over?
Mickey.
That well, I go for that, but God, but still.
Vader is one of the Disney characters.
Yep.
Evil Disney characters.
Someone tried to upload a Chris Benoit face and texture to the WWE 2K15 server and was immediately banned.
I gotta watch that.
Is it on PC? Is that out for PC?
I don't know.
Because I'm sure you probably put it on PC, but...
Well, they have a thing where you can upload your own graphics and
sure.
stuff. So somebody uploaded... What are you two giggling at? Like, fucking...
I'm looking at ultimateguitar.com, where I get a lot of news, and there was a news story that said Jesus Christ spotted stage diving at a Down concert.
And
there's
like
a fucking
Jesus
video!
Running across stage diving.
It's fucking stupid.
Like happened. But yeah, someone tried to upload Benoit stuff and was immediately banned. So
it'll be the hottest texture you can find.
Yep. Heard it's killer. hey, not all jokes are good, damn it.
I've seen your act.
Capcom accidentally let the Street Fighter V trailer out early. Ooh. And immediately took it down and then put up a little teaser trailer. The game.
Oh, just kidding.
The game will be PlayStation 4 and PC exclusive. No Xbox Skynet.
Good.
So, Nintendo released gameplay footage for Legend of Zelda on the Wii U.
The open world one.
It looks fantastic.
Yeah.
Is there anything he doesn't chew on?
No. I did like the thing where it shows Link jumping off of the horse with a bow, and you're like floating in midair so you can aim.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks fantastic.
It does look pretty cool.
What you got?
Dragon Age Inquisition wins Game of the Year at the Game Awards this year, so I haven't played it. I haven't even seen it, so.
I think I played Origins.
I've got Origins.
Yeah.
Elder Scrolls Online, PS4 or Xbox One versions, delayed until next year.
Why?
I don't know. They're probably working out the bugs from PC to console.
Yeah.
Santa Monica Studios working on a new God of War.
Again?
Yeah, that should be pretty good. The God of War games are pretty good.
Well, what are they going to do with this one?
More vagina, I would imagine.
They don't know yet. They're developing it.
But still.
It's open an unfolding world. Story.
That would be awesome.
Open world God of War. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah. Basically just Grand Theft Auto going around instead of killing hookers. You're just
killing Greek hookers.
Greek hookers, yeah.
Fat Princess Adventures is a co-op hack and slasher, not a class-based competitive multiplayer game.
Did you say Fat Princess?
Fat Princess.
Fat Princess.
It was a wonderful game on PS3 where it was class-sensitive that you could be whatever you wanted to be, and you had to go rescue the princess. But they kidnapped your princess and took her to the other side, and you got their princess, so you got to try and capture them.
So it's capture the flag.
Basically, but you can feed her cake. You can feed her cake.
And make her so fat
that you can't carry her.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's an awesome game. And now it's going to be more like a...
Oh, I love the feminists. They're going to love that shit.
Well, they did not like it when it came out. It's going to be more like a MOBA now.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know. I liked Old Fat Princess.
Bitches when love. She was skinny. Because that bitch, man, she's moody.
She was a bitch when she was skinny.
But bitches love cake.
Find a fold and fuck it. That's all I got.
That's all you got?
Wow.
on that note, we'll that's go right brother. Into wrestling news.
No, that's your brother.
Speaking of happy feminists, both Heath Slater and Teddy Hart have warrants for their arrest on sexual assaults in separate cases.
Why not?
Heath Slater currently under WWE contract, and Teddy Hart, a member of the Hart family, Bret Hart on Hart, that whole deal, wrestles on the independents. So the cops are looking for both of them. Found this funny. Brock Lesnar will be in the new UFC game, which is adding fuel to the rumor that he will not re-sign after WrestleMania when his contract is up.
CM Punk's going to wrestle for UFC.
Yeah, it's on the sports.
Okay, is it? I'm sorry.
Reading the monitor.
Fuck. I didn't read the monitor. I was just excited. I knew something about wrestling and I wanted to share, but this cocksucker had it on sports, so I'm sorry.
Apparently, the most popular wrestler in Japan, Rainmaker Okada, has followed WWE NXT on Twitter. This is fueling the rumor that he may be the next one to be signed. I hope not, because they don't know what to do with foreign talent, really. So, he needs to stay in Japan.
Give him sushi.
You make a good sushi?
You make a fun couple.
You be sumo.
Apparently, Sting, his contract with WWE is for 6 appearances. He's already used one. That was his debut where he beat up Triple H. One will be for WrestleMania. So that leaves 4 appearances to build towards the WrestleMania match. So.
And the last 2 will be for evangelical events.
Well, yeah, you gotta fight the devil. Right.
Him and Shawn. Him and the Undertaker.
That's the match everybody wants at Mania. Is him versus Undertaker. Oh, yeah. Now you don't have to
I'll
mess
sit back and fucking watch wrestling.
Now you don't have to mess with Undertaker's undefeated streak and all that since he lost last year to Brock. If Taker is healthy enough, which is a big fucking question, that's what they ought to do. And put that on as your main event. But who knows? We'll see. If not, it'll probably be Triple H.
Well, yeah, he's a whore anyway.
Yeah. Sports news. Yeah, as already been mentioned, CM Punk has signed a UFC deal, multi-fight contract. We'll fight.
Where'd he go?
Could starting in 2015, probably. Didn't we say end of the year?
Yeah, probably.
Probably. He will either fight at 185 pounds or 170.
Or 350, depends on how much cake you feed him.
And after they announced this last night, John Jones, who's one of the UFC champs, he took to Twitter and said that he will be headlining WrestleMania 31. Just kind of a little dig. And everybody went, are you serious? Get fucking life. Last thing I have for sports is Andre Johnson, the wide receiver for the Texans. He does this every year, but he took 11 underprivileged kids to Toys R Us.
And then he beat them.
Wow! He didn't take them to Hibachi Grill, goddammit. And since he wears number 80, he gave each kid 80 seconds, run through the store, grab whatever you want. 11 kids, the total was over $16,000. So
all they got was Muppet Puppets.
If I had the money, we'd have Muppet Puppets, and we'd be doing fucking YouTube show. God damn it. Singing 80s songs. Maybe that's just for me and him.
Your mandate.
Damn right. That's all I got for sports.
All right. Breaking news.
Dun-dun-dun.
The top four teams in the college playoff.
Okay.
Number one, Alabama. Number two, Oregon.
Yeah.
Number three, Florida State. Number four, Ohio State.
Fucking Buckeyes.
TCU got the shaft.
Yeah.
So the matchups are going to be number one, Alabama versus Ohio State in the Sugar Bowl, which I'm not liking this.
No.
Because this matchup, Oregon and Florida State in the Rose Bowl. The Rose Bowl has always been a Big Ten
Big
thing.
Ten, Pac-12. Yeah, that's...
What the fuck?
I got nothing.
I know.
Okay.
The only thing that matters, the biggest college football game is next week, or this coming week, and it's Army-Navy. That's the best college football game there is.
Notre Dame Navy.
Well, I like, because your Army Navy guys, they're not your D1 athlete scholarship. These are guys that probably are going to go over and get blown up.
They're D1 schools, so.
Yeah. And they're.
They're going to die and play games.
They're playing the game because they want to play the game. And plus, that's one of my bucket list sports things to go to is Army Navy, just because all the ceremonial stuff I think would be badass to go to. That along with every major league park. So we need a red Aztec.
What the fuck are you talking about?
My bucket list, because I'm going to die on Wednesday. So.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
You're not going to die.
You just don't have anything else better to do.
Can I have your computer?
You sure you want it?
Yeah.
It's got all this porn on it.
Porn?
Okay.
Well, it's not the kind of porn that you want to see.
If I die, Vince is in charge of the show.
Oh, God.
Oh, fuck.
Why did you say that?
Because the dog don't have thumbs. If he had thumbs, it was going to go to him in the will. So.
If he had thumbs, Pluto been fucked a long time. Yeah,
that's true. All right, we got to keep going.
Keep going.
The Adrian Peterson is unlikely to play this year.
Good.
Okay.
His child beating ass.
There was a lot of stuff. I didn't write any of it down. So,
good job.
You know,
hard copy, people. Hard copy.
In boxing news, Ray Rice still hadn't signed with anybody. Did you catch that?
Yeah.
In boxing news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was moving on to the next segment. Sorry.
I would tear that fucking pussy up. God damn.
Ray Rice.
Not Ray Rice. That's what Ray Rice did. Now he can't get signed.
Now this, I don't know why they're not riding it over this like they were in Ferguson, but
what's going on?
Guy there? Up there in New York, they got choked out by the cop.
That one
and
was
died.
Bullshit.
Yeah, that cop should have been thrown in prison, lost everything.
That cop apparently has had multiple charges brought against him for excessive force.
The grand jury found no reason to convict or something like that.
But he was bootlegging cigarettes. He got caught. He resisted.
Get
off me, cracker!
They had four guys. They had four guys on him while he was down, and the cops still choked him to death.
And he was saying, "I can't breathe. I can't breathe." And then
he—that's the point of being choked.
Yeah, but you choke him until you can get him in cuffs. And then
I can't go. I can't buy a case of beer and sell fucking singles on the corner. You know what
right.
I mean?
And granted, he did break the law. Yes.
But how many times did he break this law?
36 times, I think.
How many's in a pack?
20? No.
He's been caught before. He was...
He was down. They should have just...
Was he a criminal? Did he have rape charges? Did he deserve to die?
He was not an NFL player.
Boondock Saints. We just need to bring that back.
I'm just saying, he was bootlegging. If it was any one of us, and the Handcuffed County Sheriff's Department came after us...
Yeah, but they wouldn't take us because they wanted to get your money.
Yeah,
they're
but I would be damn straight. I'd be like, don't shoot.
Don't shoot me in the back, motherfucker.
Yeah.
And that hands up, don't shoot bullshit.
Pants up, don't loot.
That's another
one. Yeah, pants up, don't loot. You made the racist giggle. There you go. That's bullshit.
The Rams were doing it. Did you
see
that?
Yeah, I saw the Rams came out and the St. Louis police went ballistic.
Yeah.
They sent out shit saying, we want an apology.
Yeah.
They didn't.
This is based on the Ferguson case, which is a whole different case than the New York one. The kid in Ferguson, the criminal that attacked a cop, never put his hands up. So where the fuck's his hands up, don't shoot shit coming from? All right, we're just here.
All right, let's end sports.
Rada.
News, soccer news. Soccer's still not a real sport.
Nobody's ever
blah,
said
blah,
it.
Blah, 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 blah.
Fuck you, limey bastards. All right. That.
Music news. Taylor Swift did the Victoria's Secret show. And
look, say it now, Vince, instead of the
talk
about damn, look at the ass.
Apparently there is,
I would suck on her toes.
Apparently she is real good friends with this Karlie Kloss. And apparently there's a picture of them kissing.
Ooh. Find it. Google that shit.
Yeah, I would fucking tear that fucking pussy up.
Take
God
your hands out of the pocket.
Damn.
The table. We're going to look at this picture, Timmy.
Talk amongst yourself while I... well, here, I'll read the next story you can go on to. Prince was on social media for a little bit.
We need to talk. We need not
I thought
talk
Timmy
about
was
her
doing
anymore.
Music. What the fuck's going on here?
I got a couple, and then, I throw it over.
Calm down.
But apparently he has deleted both his accounts from Twitter and Facebook and removed all of his videos and music from... YouTube.
That's called pussy control.
Damn right.
That's right.
All right, we're back. I fixed my internet deal there. And so yeah, Prince with the
pussy control.
Pussy control.
I wonder if it's Sony making him do that.
I don't know.
Is he going to change back over to the symbol?
Probably could.
Is he going to write slave on his face again?
We want to see.
I want to see that shit.
Figure she's a dyke. Imagine that.
Oh, that's a shitty picture.
Nah. Probably.
Not really. Probably drunk.
Probably.
Nothing wrong with bumping clams, man.
Dusty muffin.
If I had one, I'd do it.
We got bumping donuts. No, bumping donuts.
Fucking greedy.
But, so yeah, Prince pulled down all his shit because he's batshit crazy. Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack nominated for a Grammy. Going up against the Frozen soundtrack. So.
Oh, shit.
Frozen's yeah. Gonna... Oops. Yeah. As Guardians is a better altogether, but Frozen's.
Frozen's original music.
Yeah.
Guardians is...
An awesome fucking soundtrack.
Yeah. That's all I got. Short.
All right. I got... I might butcher this.
Watch my movie.
Man named Otto Schimmelpenninck.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tiny
amazing.
Dude.
Of the Dutch metal band Delane ruptured a testicle on stage when a confetti cannon shot him in the groin.
Yeah, yeah.
He finished the concert and then figured out that he had a ruptured testicle.
How?
Yeah,
that's a little creamy.
Yeah.
Fucking wouldn't there be blood dripping all over stage?
Yes.
This man is a trooper, though. He was like, look,
that's
you know
metal.
What? My fucking
show
ball.
Must go on. That's fucking metal as that. Hell.
I remember, let's see, what was it? Tommy Dreamer got kendo sticked in the nuts and ruptured a fucking testicle one time. Jerry Lawler did it.
So
man, he went
he
right
finish,
to the hospital and they were draining fluid out of his
nuts. He finished
the
concert in alto or soprano?
Soprano. He didn't sing.
He didn't do anything.
It would have been soprano.
He just went like this. Yeah. The Cake drummer sentenced to 15 years for molesting a toddler.
What?
The drummer for Cake?
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
I'll never listen to that band.
See, you
again.
Said the Cake drummer. I just thought it was a guy that beat on cakes.
A toddler.
Drummer for
a toddler.
A toddler. Yeah.
That's fucked up.
I
he needs to die.
In jail.
He will
somebody,
die. In
yeah.
Prison.
If he's not in
yeah, he's
protective, he'll
probably
be.
Gonna, we'll probably be.
We need to send another white man out there and shoot that guy.
Yeah.
Why does he got to be white?
And I have some Grammy news.
Racist.
Yeah, the Grammys, all that crap came out.
Yeah, Mastodon is nominated for Best Metal Performance along with Slipknot and Tenacious D.
Mastodon is a mammoth.
It's not a dinosaur.
It's about time somebody got that shit. Come on now, people.
And a bunch of people I don't really listen to are nominated for rock performance, rock song, rock album, and alternative album.
Oh, look, ABBA's on there.
ABBA is not on there.
Is this going to be like Best Metal Performance goes to Jethro Tull?
Yes.
Instead of Metallica?
Yeah, it's Anthrax, Mastodon, Motorhead, Slipknot, and Tenacious D for Best Metal Performance.
All right.
Tenacious
I'll give
D.
you all those except Tenacious D. Yeah.
I didn't know they put out a new album.
You don't always have
Rise
to fucking
Phoenix.
Bars.
That's okay. Right. You don't.
Penis push-ups. Yep. God, that's scary that we had the same thought.
616 Peter.
Best rock album is Ryan Adams, not Bryan Adams. Don't get a boner.
Ryan Adams.
I don't know.
Fucking
Beck,
queer.
The Black Keys, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and U2.
This goes back to a meme I saw that said the most talked about trailers are Jurassic Park, Star Wars, and Terminator. What fucking year is this?
I know. Except for Ryan Adams, which you could put a B on it, and then you could be back in the 90s.
But that's all shit.
Should be Ryan Adams.
Except for Tom Petty.
Yeah, Tom Petty's not bad.
Yeah. Fucking lucky.
Yeah.
It's all shit. Taylor Swift's up for it, Grammy.
Best rock song is Paramore, Beck, Black Keys, Ryan Adams, and Jack White.
What the hell has happened to our music?
Suck.
What happened to Jack Black?
He's on the metal one. It's
okay. But never mind. Continue.
You're trying to make a racist joke next to Captain Racist.
I'm Lieutenant.
And if you can,
he's got a cape. It's white. It's all right.
If you go,
it's pointing.
If you go to ultimateguitar.com and go to the news section, you can watch a video of Jesus stage diving.
It's amazing.
On that note, our song of the week this week, getting in the holiday spirit. Here is Weird Al with The Night That Santa Went Crazy.
The elves were making toys for the good Gentile girls and the good Gentile boys. When the boss busted in, nearly scared him half to death. Had a rifle in his hands and cheap whiskey on his breath. From his beard to his boots, he was covered with ammo. Like a big, fat, drunk, disgruntled Yuletide Rambo. And he smiled as he said, with a twinkle in his eye, Merry Christmas to all, now you're all gonna die. The night Santa went crazy. The night Saint Nick went insane. Realized he'd been getting the wrong deal. Something finally must have snapped in his brain. Well, the workshop is gone now. He decided to bomb it. Everywhere you'll find pieces of Cupid and Comet. And he tied up his helpers, and he held the elves hostage. And he ground up poor Rudolph into reindeer sausage. He got Dancer and Prancer with an old German Luger. And he slashed up Dasher just like Freddy Krueger. And he picked up a flamethrower and a barbecue blitzer. And he took a big bite and said it tastes just like chicken. The night Santa went crazy. The night Chris Kringle went nuts. Now you can't hardly walk Santa's doing time in a federal prison for his infamous crime. Hey, little friend, now don't you cry no more tears. He'll be out with good behavior in 700 more years. But now Vixen's in therapy and Donner's still nervous. And the elves all got jobs working for the postal service. And they say Mrs. Claus, she's on the phone every night with a lawyer negotiating the movie rights.
Back for some milk and cookies. Sounds to me like he was tired again.
The Shining Wizards is a weekly wrestling podcast that brings you the ups, downs, ins, and outs of this great sport. Join Kevin, Matt, Tony, and Eddie as they bring to you the latest news, the greatest reviews, and of course, the biggest names in the professional wrestling business. They're serious, they're funny, they're entertaining. They are The Shining Wizards, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and at ShiningWizards.com. It's wrestling talk, and talk about wrestling. Proud members of the Shining Wizards Network, available at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com.
What's up? It's Mike from The Midnight Jury. The Midnight Jury is a podcast where you, the listener, are able to be transported back to the 80s and 90s every Friday to talk about everything pro wrestling, pop culture, and horror. From segments such as My 5 Fun Facts in Under 2 Minutes and Adam's Vinyl Rediscovered, to past guests such as Jake the Snake Roberts, Buff Bagwell, and the horror icon, Chucky himself, Ed Gale, you will find yourself going back to the days before iPhones and social media, to when it was all about records, Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Find us on Facebook and Twitter and join myself and my co-host Adam every Friday on The Midnight Jury. Available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Audioboo for the Shining Wizards Network, and Fridays at 5, 4 Central to start your weekend on Geek Life Radio. ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. Entertainment here.
Hey, this is the Impact player, Mr. Phil Rea from the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, inviting all of you, if you're done with this podcast, head back on over to ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. That's right, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. You can download the latest edition of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Audioboo, Buzzsprout, Geek Life Radio, and every single Wednesday, live, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on RantEMRadio.com. So if you want to listen to the current, to the way back, we're the new recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting, the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Hey everybody, this is Neil C.
And Annalise from the Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks Podcast.
Get ready to have your earholes experience awesomeness as you listen to the latest from the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast.
Welcome back. We get in some internet questions. We don't have a lot this week. Apparently everybody took the week off.
Thanks for the memo.
Yeah. First one, did Kevin from Home Alone grow up to be Jigsaw?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
No, Michael Jackson got him in Neverland Ranch.
Well, that could have been the trigger. With the announcement of Spectre, what's your favorite James Bond movie?
Goldfinger.
GoldenEye.
Both those
are good. Dr. No's pretty good.
Yeah, I think I'd have to go with Dr. No.
You know why Goldfinger?
I don't know.
Because any movie that you can walk through and be like, well, hello, pussy. You know, what's up, pussy lord, you know? Come on.
What is some good advice you got as a kid?
Oh, shit.
Don't stick your dick in that.
Always make like turning and wear your rubbers.
I always got, if you act like an ass, you're going to get treated like an ass.
Act your age, not your shoe size.
Yeah.
No, your mother's not retarded, I swear.
The best part of you is wiped up with a wash rag. But that's not really advice, is it?
I should have pulled out.
When was the last time you were in a fist fight?
Years ago.
Yeah. You're too old for that shit.
Mine was college.
I still want to fucking beat somebody's ass. Every once in a while.
That's why I'm looking for a red ass.
How many people want to kick some ass?
I think...
Vince?
I have
elementary school.
Been a long time.
Yeah. Elementary school.
Elementary.
Were you on the other end of the beatdowns?
Well, yeah, look at that mohawk.
Come on.
One time in the chin, dude.
I didn't have a mohawk when I was in elementary school.
That's why you got beat up.
He had a fucking mullet.
I never had a mullet.
It was fresh.
What is the best martial art?
Jeet Kune Do.
Bruce Lee.
I'd say whatever works.
Jiu-jitsu.
Jiu-jitsu is good.
What's that shitty, chitty, like, bang, bang.
There you go.
What's that one where, like, they fucking kick the trees down?
Oh, Muay Thai?
Yeah.
Lumberjack.
Those Lumberjack. Motherfuckers are crazy. Like, they'll walk into the woods and just whack and just fucking kick that tree down.
Yeah.
Let's try it.
Make up a faked fact about the person on your left. My left is Vince. Vince is a sensitive lover.
I thought you had to make something up.
Oh. yeah, Vince is a sensitive lover.
Hard.
So, Vince would be the Timmy?
I don't know.
You're sensitive, so. Right.
Timmy got a scar on his nose from a bar fight in a gay bar a couple of years ago.
Timmy,
make that up.
Timmy to Dan?
bring it.
Dan is Al Sharpton's illegitimate love child.
That ain't no shit. Look at it.
Oh, God.
That explains the black anger. Daddy was never there. Oh, God. Dan to Short?
He loves the cock.
1616, Peter.
You said a fake Peter. Fact.
Oh, God, Short to me.
Justin's a good decision maker.
There you go.
Let's start a show.
Yeah, let's start a show.
Justin beat anorexia.
Yeah, that's right. Since Sons of Anarchy is doing an auction of their stuff, what is some TV memorabilia that you would want to own?
Archie Bunker's chair.
That's in the fucking Smithsonian, but yeah.
That's like a racism throne.
That would be
a proud
place of honor. But there's...
I'd like to have the Batmobile.
Oh, yeah.
The old Batmobile, the 60s Batmobile. No. Or the...
Adam West.
Or the car from the Green Hornet.
Oh, Black Beauty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd have to say Fonzie's leather jacket.
That's another one I think since...
That is bike. That was a Triumph one, right? That was a 65 Triumph.
Yeah.
Hey.
Or fucking Grease Lightning. The car. Oh, yeah.
Let's see. I don't know what... Man, there's...
The Monkey Mobile.
The Partridge Bus. did they ever... Was Genie ever have a bottle on I Dream of Genie?
Yeah, I think.
Did they ever show the bottle? That
bottle.
Would be a good one to have.
I'd be rubbing that motherfucker all the time.
With his barber. You'd be able to give something else a break.
Yeah. Barber Eden back in the day?
Fuck yeah.
Well, you what the hell? Barber Eden now?
Oh, yeah. Same with Suzanne Summers back in the day?
Suzanne Summers now.
Yeah, there you go.
Like I said, 1880.
Vince has a type.
Yeah, 1880.
Pulse. A pulse. That's it for questions.
Well, hold on, Timmy didn't say nothing.
Well, there you go.
Oh, Batman's suit. Yeah. Adam West, Batman suit.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about the fucking Batman suit with the nipples.
That's a movie.
You see the one where he has the weird boner standing next to Robin in that suit?
Yeah.
The whole movie?
No, I'm talking about Adam West.
Oh, okay.
When the
movie. Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Look straight up. Up.
I want to see Adam West's cock. That didn't sound right.
We'll get into our top 10 list now. Top 10.
Son of a bitch.
Which one?
I don't know.
Let's start with.
He touched me.
He's going around touching everybody. You know the dog's going to try to eat it, right?
So move that motherfucker.
We'll start with movie sequels that need to be made.
Sweet. I got some good ones on here.
Alright, start us off then, boy.
Titanic.
No!
Yes. I still wanted to say something on the porch when you guys were talking about it, but I had it on there way before that.
It has to be a zombie movie.
Yeah.
Titanic. Fuck you.
Yeah. Sure.
District 9.
There's no sequel to District 9.
District 10.
They were gonna. Oh. But they never made it. Vince?
Running Scared. Billy Crystal.
Yeah.
Gregory Hines.
Gregory Hines. Yeah. Dancing there and going, you put a Jew and a black guy together.
Boy, yeah. Boy.
I said Dark Crystal. Even though they're making one, they need to fucking hurry up on that goddamn thing.
Yeah. Now, if this would have been made a couple months ago, I would have been Clerk 3. But my number 10 is also District 9. I really like that movie. Number 9.
Since Patrick Swayze is now dead, Ghost.
I like it.
Saving money on the CG.
I love you, Ditto.
Mr. Short.
We bought a zoo.
You love that fucking movie.
What is it with you?
Well, hold on. The sequel could be we sold a zoo.
We lost all our money in the zoo.
The animal side.
Who didn't feed the goldfish?
Vince.
Memento.
Really?
How would that work?
It wouldn't.
I know. That's why I put it on there.
Daniel-san.
Labyrinth. There's a rumor that it's actually getting done.
We had that story.
Yeah, it's they're not moving forward. They're going to do Dark Crystal first.
You remind me of the babe.
What babe?
The babe with power.
What power?
The power of voodoo.
You
voodoo?
Voodoo. Wow.
Remind me of, I have to do this with my daughter, all right? I know the fucking song.
My
but
number
he
nine,
does it because he likes it.
My number nine.
What can I say? David Bowie and his cock.
There
go
you
ahead.
Go. Hobo with a shotgun.
But he dies at the end.
Yeah, the girl takes over.
Oh, yeah.
There was actually talk of making one, so that's kind of up in the air right now. So. Number 8.
One of the greatest Hulk Hogan movies ever.
Mr. Nanny?
Urban Commando.
Yes! That would be fucking awesome. I'd watch that.
Best cameo by The Undertaker ever.
He was in that?
Yeah, he was one of the bad guys in the elevator.
Okay.
No shit.
Yeah. Go back and watch. Had some with.
God damn it, I'm gonna watch
it. Giant Ginger Undertaker, yeah.
Uh oh, Vince is turned on.
Vince is confused. I thought that was the Giant Ginger.
Yeah, but his is more this way.
Yeah, that's true. Alright. Short.
Hancock.
Yes. They set it up for a sequel.
Yeah.
But. Never followed through.
Now they gotta wait until Jaden gets a little older.
Fucking goddamn stupid retarded kid.
This was my wife's Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, but not Johnny Depp.
The Gene Wilder.
As him as a grown up, what he did with the factory.
That would be a very good story.
And then passing it off to another kid.
Yeah.
That would be good.
That would be very good.
I just want to go write free candy on the side of the building.
I got some candy in the basement. We're sending a creepy van to the underprivileged kids.
I got the golden ticket. It says brain lubricant.
Oh, sweet Christ. I said Alice in Wonderland, but I want it to be like dark and twisted. Like, what the fuck happened?
American McGee.
Left? Yeah, like yeah. American McGee.
They were supposed to be making that movie,
madness,
too.
Was that The Madness of Alice? Or?
Madness Returns was the second game.
Yeah.
That was more like fucking PlayStation. That was awesome. The PC
yeah,
because
that was,
PC,
yeah.
They were supposed to make that.
Yeah, that was another one. Mine, they set it up at the end that the girl would take over as well. The Book of Eli.
Yeah, that'd be good.
They set that up for Mila Kunis to take over after Denzel died.
Oh, so. She's knocked up, though.
I thought she popped out the kid.
I don't think she did.
Fuck it.
He didn't show up on 2.5 minutes.
Yeah. Gay. Number 7. Stop me there.
Major Pain.
Oh, that fucking movie's so stupid, it's fun.
The movie's awesome.
Yeah.
One tubby tub.
And you look at me, you bastard. Short.
Willow.
You know, you son of a bitch.
Yep. Vince?
Das Boot.
The Argentina years?
You've seen Beer Fest, right?
Yeah.
We're in the submarine? Nobody got that. He's like, I don't like the submarines. I had a bad experience once. He was the captain on Das Boot.
Yeah.
And they're just like looking at me like, I don't know. Yeah,
I've seen the
about.
Movie and I totally didn't get that reference.
Yeah.
I got
so
it.
Did millions of people.
Yeah, nobody got that.
Dan.
Stalag 17.
You and Stalag 17.
Oh, wait till the next one.
It's going to be also.
Let it go.
My number 7, Zombieland.
Yeah, that ain't no shit.
Yeah, they set it up.
That's another one that's set up to go into.
Where he finds Twinkies.
He found Twinkies.
Yeah, but more.
More. He's heading to Quahog.
A search for Twinkies.
Yeah. Number 6.
Sleepless in Seattle.
They did.
It's called You Got Mail.
Yeah.
Divorced in Detroit.
Tom Hanks loses everything, must move to Detroit.
Oh, yeah, he wakes up
on 8 Mile.
Bitch got ugly, I'm out.
She was hot back in the day.
Yeah, she was.
Have you seen her now?
I'd still hit it.
Mellencamp's hitting it.
Yeah.
He was hitting it.
Fucked her face all up.
He's hitting it still.
Still?
They got back together.
Fucker.
A little ditty. About Jack died.
Botox. Short.
Isn't that what you used to call my dad? Little Diddy.
He's a tiny daddy.
It's a short joke. What you got?
Boogie Nights.
It's just you and me.
That's another one set up.
Wahlberg.
Yeah, I figured he'd make somebody's fucking list.
Hey, Titanic's set up. It can't get any worse.
Hey, you know, Taylor Swift's not on any of my lists this year. Or this week.
This year.
This year.
Boogie Nights.
There you go.
She can play New Roller Girl.
God damn. I pulled my dick out and started jerking it right there in the theater.
Again.
And I'm not getting caught this time. And if I do, I'll be like, I'll own up to that.
Just buttering my popcorn.
Buttering everybody's popcorn at this point.
We got
Grandma's Boy.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Which, actually, I could see that being one of the Netflix movies that Happy Madison signed up for.
Yeah.
Because they signed up for 4 or 5 straight to Netflix movies. So that could be. Dan?
The Adventures of Baron von Munchausen. I'm sorry, I was high when I watched it, and it was brilliant. It makes more sense.
My number 6, another one set up perfectly at the end for a sequel, Usual Suspects, The Hunt for Kaiser Soze.
Really?
He's in Warner Bosses.
He's now in Washington. It's on House of Cards. Why, is that yours?
No.
Oh.
It doesn't need a sequel.
Well, that's true. But I would like
a lot of things don't need sequels, but still.
Yeah.
And they still get them.
Demi?
Cop Out.
Burt Reynolds and a black kid.
Burt Reynolds.
What am I Cop Out?
Bruce Willis.
What am I thinking?
Bruce Willis.
What am I thinking? It was Burt Reynolds and a black
cop
kid.
And a half.
Cop and a half. Same fucking movie. It's all cop rock.
Turn Hooch.
What's
the one with...
You just stole his number one, right?
What's the one with...
Kindergarten Cop.
No, the one with Belushi.
Blues Brothers?
No,
oh,
and the dog.
I know what you're talking about.
Canine. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to make a dog joke. Number 5, what you got, Short?
Forrest Gump.
There was a rumor about it.
Really?
Yeah,
Gump and Company was supposed to be... The second book was supposed to be the sequel. Yeah.
The Search for My Chocolate.
And my mom.
Mama always said.
Vince.
Stripes.
That'd be cool now, but Harold Ramis is dead.
So is John Candy. And...
Yeah, but I mean, you still got Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Judge Reinhold. But his career's been dead for years, so.
It's true. Zombie movie. Yeah. What you got for 5? Where do you
know? He said Stripes.
I said Stripes.
Oh, you did say Stripes?
No. It was me.
Oh, it's you.
Motherfuckers, pay attention.
Yeah, everybody's like looking at me. I'm like, I just fucking said it.
The Fifth Element.
Yeah.
I'm
tired.
Basically, we would just want to see her naked.
I'm tired of seeing her vagina. Get somebody else's. Get a fresh vagina out there. I want
to
see that.
It's almost like you're married to it, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I need some strings from a Milo Jovovich movie, okay?
Alexandria Daddario as new Lilu.
Holy shit.
My number 5, another one set up for the girl to take over, Leon the Professional.
I thought about doing that one.
Yeah. That's still a great fucking flick, though. Was that her first movie, Natalie Portman?
Mm-hmm.
I think she'd done like commercials, but I think that was her first movie. God damn, I love that movie. Number four, Timmy.
Twister. There's actually a rumor.
Yeah.
Bill Paxton's going around trying to sell Twister 3D, but Spielberg owns it. So.
Yep.
But then they made Sharknado.
Yeah. Stole our idea. Yeah.
That'd be cool in 3D.
With Sharknado?
Yeah, yeah.
Disgruntled head shake.
Who framed Roger Rabbit?
There was a rumor about that one, too. I've seen that,
yeah.
Too.
Vince?
Evil Dead.
They did.
No, they need to make four. They need to do four.
Well, you're getting the TV series. That's kind of the sequel.
Are we really?
Yeah. Showtime. Stars. Yeah, it's on Stars. It takes place after Army of Darkness.
Oh, God damn it.
This was a
Sam
TV
Raimi's
story
back.
A while back.
Yeah, Sam Raimi's back and Bruce Campbell playing Ash.
Because you had a Woody when he said Bruce Campbell.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, I'd watch that shit.
You slept since then, yeah.
This shit turns to dick at midnight.
Did I say that? That sounds like something I'd say.
Yep, that's a direct quote.
Damn. He's dying.
What the fuck pills are you taking? Jesus. Dan?
They just upped him.
Apparently. Blade Runner.
You're getting it.
Yeah, you're getting that one too, you cocksucker.
Really?
Oscar Pretorius coming.
Yeah. Shoot him up.
It's a Western.
My number four, Unbreakable.
That could be the Titanic movie. Unsinkable again.
Titanic 2.
New Orleans.
Yeah, no. God damn it. Go. Number three.
Robin Hood, Men in Tights.
Yeah.
Yep. That's. I can see him going back and doing it. Number three, Mr. Short.
Ferris Bueller.
Is the rumor. I mean, this was like a fan theory about Ferris Bueller, is that it was all in Cameron's head.
Yeah. I don't know.
Kind of a Fight Club thing.
I don't think they thought that much into the
movie. Yeah, I don't think they did either.
They were just making a movie about kids goofing off.
Yeah. Number three, Vince.
Funny Farm.
Yeah. back when Chevy Chase was funny.
Fuck you.
Dan.
The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Yes. They need to do it better. Or just remake it and do it. I think this was on our remakes list, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Get the chick from Love Him Nikita back.
Yeah.
She was good as Minka. And that one, who the fuck is that one dude? Townsend?
Yeah, Stuart Townsend.
Stuart Townsend played Dorian Gray.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Who was that chick in Fifth Element? We get her in there.
I said Fresh Vagina.
We up to me?
Yeah.
I had Forrest Gump. So, number two.
Number two, History of the World. Part I want to see Hitler on ice.
Hitler in the springtime.
Again, go to Argentina.
There's no ice in Argentina. There's no basement in the Alamo.
Oh, so many things. Short.
Simpsons movie.
Just back up the fucking bank truck and pay him the money. Yeah.
Yep.
Vince?
Ronan.
Yeah.
Simpsons.
Fuck you.
Now, you talking the... Which Ronan are you talking about? Because they did make one that was...
Ronan with,
De Niro.
De Niro in it, yeah.
De Niro. Okay.
He killed the fucking dog.
That's right.
Dan, number two.
Fucking Willow. Stole my shit.
I did.
Well, my number two has already been said. It was Hancock, so... What's your number one?
Number one. Spaceballs.
Yes.
What the hell did he do? Just fucking look up Mel Brooks and was like, ooh.
Well, no, those were the three I really wanted to see forever, and then I just fucked off the rest of them. Yeah.
We can tell. Mr. Short?
The Incredibles.
You're getting it.
Oh, sweet.
Yep, you are getting
that. Back
second.
To that Spaceballs thing, though. I mean, if he would have done it right, he could have had one for every Star Wars movie that came out.
Yeah.
And just... Anyways.
Made money. Yeah. But yours was... Incredibles, what you are getting. Vince, number one.
Spaceballs 2, The Search for More Money.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Dan.
Mirror Mask.
Fuck you. I hate that movie.
That
God.
Fucking movie was the greatest film I've ever seen sober.
Oh, that fucking movie.
Brilliant.
Based off the fucking Neil Gaiman book, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. don't think so.
Yeah. My number one, set it in the Cold War, The Rocketeer.
Yeah.
I'm surprised nobody said Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
They
further fear.
Further fear, yeah.
More goddamn bats.
Bat Jesus. Our next one, this one ought to be fun. 90s mixtape. Songs of the 90s. Brought to you by Time Life. Timmy.
And country music.
And country music. What's your number 10 there, Timmy?
Alan Jackson, Chattahoochee.
That was a huge fucking song. He's gonna be the country songs, so just get ready for that damn.
Because I went down yonder.
On the Chattahoochee and I fucked my cousin.
Yeah. One time, but
giggity,
it was,
giggity.
Giggity, giggity.
I pulled out, so
it's like the episode of the X-Files where they're all inbred.
What kind of bread?
Inbred.
It's kind of like that dog. You know, you put peanut butter on your balls and have them lick it off. It doesn't matter because it's not your dog.
This explains a lot now. You and my dog.
Yeah.
Mr. Short.
Silver Chair, Tomorrow.
I almost made that list.
Vince?
D-Light, Groove is in the Heart.
Oh God, this is going to be the extreme album, isn't it, Vince?
Yes. More than words? Man, Nuno is so hot. That's a guy. Oh God.
Dan, what's your number 10?
Sparkle and Shine, Econo Line Crush.
Look at you.
I totally forgot about that.
My number 10? The Cure, Friday I'm in Love. I just need eyeliner and hairspray.
Was that the 80s?
Early 90s.
Was it?
Yeah. Like 92. Because I was...
25.
Just... I think either going into high school or into middle school. So. Number nine. Chuckle fuck.
Garth Brooks, Friends in Low Places.
That's a good karaoke song.
Yeah, when you're drunk and you don't know what the fuck you're doing.
That's how country bars operate.
I don't mind Garth Brooks.
Chris Gaines is another story.
Yeah.
Have you seen his new CD?
No.
Oh.
Is it Chris Gaines 2.0?
It looks like it.
Hey. Number nine.
Nine Inch Nails. Closer.
Spoiler alert for Dan later in the episode. Number nine, Vince.
Whale, Hobo Humpin' Slobo Babe.
That was a good song.
Yeah. Vince is
wise.
Dan, number nine.
Same one from McConnell and Crush, Surefire.
I'm try English this time.
English?
My number nine, Pearl Jam, Even Flow. Now we're getting into the grunge.
Fucking grunge.
Timmy, number eight.
Number eight. Brooks and Dunn.
Fucking grunge.
Boots, Coot, and Bookie.
Yeah, we were all laughing at Vince's shirt while you were...
Complaining about grunge.
He's wearing a Soundgarden shirt. like Al Sharpton yelling, I hate blacks.
Yeah,
in the mirror. Short.
Deftones, Bored.
I figured you'd go with Change.
That's not 90s.
No, it's not. That was later. Okay.
That was 70s.
Yeah.
Ass. Number eight.
Ween, Push the Little Daisies.
Vince is doing songs to do drugs, Bob.
Fond memories of that song.
Dan,
those aren't songs to do drugs by. Trust me. Low Fidelity All Stars, Battle Flag.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great one. My number eight?
No.
Ow. Vince's shirt, Rusty Cage.
Oh.
Fuck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't want the Johnny Cash version?
That's a good cover, though. Anything Johnny Cash did was fantastic. Wow.
The fuck is
for those
here?
That didn't just see that, Dan just rubbed his nipples.
Well, you know.
He was trying to rub my nipples for the rest of the fucking podcast.
Timmy, number seven.
Joe Diffie, Prop Me Up Beside the Jukebox.
When I Die. Mr. Short.
Fear Factory Edge Crusher.
Industrial. Number 7, Vince.
Blur, Coffee, and TV.
Ow.
Good song. Dan.
Man in the Box, Alice in Chains.
Son of a bitch, you stole mine for number 7. Timmy for 6.
Timmy for 6. He shoots his colors. Sawyer Brown. Some girls do.
Most girls don't.
Yeah. What do they do?
Nothing.
Bitch. Bitch and complain. Bitch. Bitch complain and leave the kitchen.
Oh, shit. Short.
Rage Against the Machine. Killing in the Name of.
I had to have a racist black man on the list.
Shut up.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Pixies, Monkey Gone to Heaven.
Oh, I want to say stuff.
Nothing?
Subtitle Ferguson?
Oh.
Too soon?
Wow.
Too soon?
I'm letting somebody else take care of this one.
I got it. I just did it.
Yeah. I said enough last week.
Yeah, you did.
I said monkey, not moon cricket.
Doesn't matter, knuckle draggers.
What's your number 6, Dan?
Wood, Alice in Chains.
You started going down the greatest hits, didn't you?
No.
No.
He's picking every song off the single soundtrack.
My number 6, AC/DC, Thunderstruck.
What, not Big Balls?
That was 80s.
Oh.
Yeah.
He knows he was in high school.
Yeah. Number 5, smartass.
Colin Ray, I can still feel you.
He can still feel you.
No, yeah. Apparently.
Vince got a hold of me.
Number 5, Metallica of Wolf and Man.
I figured there'd be some Metallica coming
fucking
out.
Fucking Metallica.
I knew you were going to say something.
Yeah.
Dinosaur Jr., Feel the Pain. It's a video where they're going around in the golf cart.
Yeah. Damn it, we're old.
I know. All everybody's listening are like, who?
Yeah.
No, guys. The who's before that.
Yeah, who?
Yeah.
Dan.
Sticking with Alice in Chains, them bones.
My number 5, Tupac, California Love.
Nice.
And I was like, songs from high school. Yeah, Tupac. All right.
High school.
I can't get over you until you get over them.
Oh, I don't know.
Number 4, Timmy.
Kenny Chesney. She got it all.
Can't get over what?
Can't get over you until you get out from under him.
What's that song?
God damn it.
I'll never get over you getting over me. Who sings that?
Was that the Bengals?
No, no. Exposé.
Yes.
Jesus. Exposé.
Did the dog lick you again?
No.
No, he just figured out we're going to get our AARP cards next week.
My friend Tim's got that CD. Yeah, he bought it when it came out.
Jesus Christ. I don't even know what number we're up to.
It was on CD back in?
Yeah.
And cassette.
Number 4.
Short for 4.
Pantera. Cowboys from Hell.
Yes. God damn Dime. Why the fucker have to shoot Dimebag?
What?
I say, God damn it, why did that motherfucker have to shoot Dimebag? Number 4, Vince.
The Dandy Warhols. Not If You Were the Last Junkie on Earth.
It's a Courtney Love story.
That ain't shit.
Dan.
Rob Zombie. Dracula.
That was in the 90s.
99?
No, that was like...
Had to be real late 90s.
We're going to look it up here.
Look it up.
Still 90s. I got faith in you.
98.
Ooh.
Yep. All right.
That's right, bitches.
Oh, clapping.
I can't help it. Are we up to me for 4?
I have to clap.
Yeah.
In Excess, Suicide Blonde. That is a fucking stripper song. So.
Coming to the main stage, son of a.
Yeah.
Coming with a thing around his neck.
Michael Hutchins.
Michael Hutchins.
Timmy 3.
Toby Keith, You Ain't Much Fun. Since I quit drinking.
And having sex with farm animals.
Oh, yeah. No. He's your cow.
Gotta do what you gotta do. Yeah.
Short.
Walk. Pantera.
Yes. Great song. Next.
Lemonheads, into your arms.
This move to Seattle, goddamn. I know. But grunge. All his fucking songs are from Seattle.
Look, you know what? Fuck you guys. It's what I grew up listening to.
I know. We're the same age.
And it beats the shit out of what's getting played today.
That's horribly true. Mm-hmm. Dan for three?
Super Beast. Fucking Rob Zombie.
Same CD.
Yep.
98, nigger.
Whoa! Nigga.
Oh, no. We here, we pronounce our E's and R's.
We are grammatically correct.
Sister.
Racist English teacher.
Undercover Brothers. Somebody got that reference. Thank you.
My number three, Metallica, Enter Sandman. Timmy, number two.
Mark Wills, Wish You Were Here.
Short, number two.
Tool, Stink Fist.
I honestly
thought
honestly thought that was going to be on Vince's list.
I thought about putting some Tool on there.
Yeah. What do you got for number two?
Soundgarden, Jesus Christ Pose.
I figured that was your number one or number two. Dan?
Nine Inch Nails, Heresy.
Well, I'll lighten the mood. ODB, Got Your Money.
Man, I figured you'd go for Michael Bolton or something. Love is a Wonderful Thing.
Or fucking Bismarck Key.
Hey,
know?
We haven't got to his number one yet.
No, my number one's great. But what's your number one?
Number one, Garth Brooks, The Dance.
Yeah, that makes people cry. That's a good song. Mr. Short.
Corn, Blind.
Corn will make you look blind.
Jeff Buckley, Last Goodbye.
Yeah, because he was.
I'm gonna fucking cut your dick off.
He was on the Titanic.
Yeah, he was in a river in Seattle. Was it a river in Seattle?
No, it was a river in Tennessee.
Tennessee.
The Wolf River.
Ooh. And everybody was drinking.
No, he wasn't drinking.
No, he was.
That's
sober.
A bitch of it. He just went for a swim and got pulled under by the undertow.
Yeah.
He heard the banjo music. We got to go.
Heroin's a bad thing.
He wasn't on drugs.
What about cocaine?
I'm with you on this one.
Fucking Mongoloid?
What's your number one there, Mongo?
Closer.
Yeah. My number one, Faith No More.
Epic.
Yep.
I'm going to change my number one to Good Vibrations by Marky
Mark. I honestly thought that was going to be one of your twos. Yeah, going to be on there. All right. Our fan casting this week's a little different.
It's gonna be epic.
We're doing the movie Clue, which was a great 80s movie.
Clueless?
No. Clue also be. That'd be another one to cast.
Yeah, we can look at tits while we're doing our fan casting.
Yeah. We wouldn't have fan casting. My hard copy would have left.
But we're doing the movie Clue, and I'll run down here. We're going to have one victim who gets killed. The butler.
I thought that was what a victim was, Justin.
Easy slap notes. We're going to have a butler. And then we're going to have eight suspects and their weapon. So... the suspects will be the TV character, not the actor.
Oh, mine, I went with actors.
I knew some of the
actors, too. That's what you said.
That's why I went for actors, too.
It's actors as themselves in the movie.
I went with characters all across the board.
Me and Short got it right. But fuck it, let's just go through.
Well, mine's going to be fucking brilliant.
All right.
Fuck it.
Do you watch Brickleberry?
That sums up this. I think that might be episode titled Bingo Pop Hot.
Bingo Pop Hot.
But you have to put a picture on there. Yeah.
I think that might be the album art.
That's a cute little whatever it is, though. Let's see. I just want to give it a hug.
and tell the doctor to cut it off of you. Oh, shit. We'll go around. Who's everybody's victim? So, Timmy, who's your victim? Who gets killed?
Eric Estrada.
How the fuck do you kill Punch?
Well, you'll find out.
Oh, Christ. Short, who's your victim?
Kenny McCormick.
Well, that makes sense. Vince?
Justin Bieber.
Makes more sense.
It had to be.
Dan?
Kirk Cameron.
You gotta cut off Jesus' right hand, though.
And so it begins. My victim is Kanye.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Who's your butler?
I'm gonna butcher his name. It's Karel Strukin. He played Lurch in the Addams Family movie.
Okay, yeah. So Lurch. You can just say Lurch.
Fart.
Right here, buddy. Slide like my head.
Short, who's your butler?
Jeffrey.
You fucker. Vince?
Tim Curry.
I had to keep it. Yeah. Dan?
I changed it to a maid.
Okay.
Adrian Daddario.
Alexandra Daddario.
Yeah.
You can't even say your fucking name when you want to nail.
He just got back to the titties.
A, B, I don't fuck what it is.
And of course, my butler was Jeffrey from Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
Okay, your first suspect, Timmy.
O.J. Simpson.
And the weapon?
White Bronco.
Well, we know he didn't do it.
But he wrote a book.
And he wrote a book. Oh. Yeah, if I did it. Short, your first suspect.
Mr. Burns.
Weapon?
Plutonium rod.
That looked pretty good. Vince?
Groot. A stick.
Groot. His dick.
I am Groot.
Dan?
Burns Royer.
God.
A pistol. Yes.
What's so funny about that?
He's a creature.
Did you see the picture of him trying to drag the turkey?
Yes. Oh, it looked like he was trying to carry a dead body.
He was struggling trying to carry this 10-pound turkey. He's dragging it. I mean, the guy...
He accidentally fell in the oven.
What kind of heartless son of a bitch would take a picture of it? Oh, for Twitter!
I
would actually carry him.
God, dude, I'd pick him up. I'd pick him up and the turkey. It'll be okay.
And then he'll stand on a scooter and piss on you naked.
Like you do.
I'd let him.
And he got golden showers.
I do.
Are we up to me?
Yeah.
Yes.
My first suspect, Kenny Powers, from Eastbound and Down with a baseball.
Okay.
Your second?
Britney Spears?
Weapon?
Umbrella.
Should have been Rihanna, but I'll give you that one. Okay. And then Dan could have done his...
No, it would have been Chris Brown, and his weapon would have been Rihanna.
Swung that bitch like a ball bat.
Might hit a motherfucker with another motherfucker.
Yep. Oh, God damn it. Short?
Homer Simpson with a poison donut.
Ooh. Somebody thought this out.
No, I have the Simpsons version of Clue.
Oh.
So he just opened up the board.
There you go. Vince?
Uma Thurman from Pulp Fiction. Yeah, Kill Bill.
Okay.
Samurai Sword.
Yeah. Very good. Dan?
Tony Cox.
I just want to say Cox.
He is the midget off of Bad
yes,
Santa.
Yes, from Bad Santa.
Nice. The black midget.
With a noose.
Oh, irony, huh?
Oh, boy.
Anybody else see the pattern?
Yeah.
I see a little pattern.
Finger flip it.
Mean got my back. My next suspect is Ron Swanson with poison breakfast food. All the bacon and eggs you have. Timmy.
I got R. Kelly.
We know the weapon.
Follow your
piss.
Piss.
Well, if your victim died of drowning, I think we know who the fucking guy is. Short.
Freddy Krueger. With his glove.
Yeah.
It's... That didn't sound Simpson-y.
No. Forrest Gump with his leg brace.
Nice.
box of chocolates.
Why don't you die down?
Mom always said.
Hit him in the head. Dan?
Jordan Prinst. He's off of American Pie Naked Mile. He's a little guy in that one.
Yeah.
With a brick.
Feeling like an adult with a cinder block.
Hold on, with him, wouldn't it be like a pebble? A Lego.
A big one. A big brick.
My next one, Joey Gladstone from Full House. And his murder weapon is Mr. Woodchuck.
Nice.
Popeye. Bingo, Popeye.
Alex Trebek.
With his mustache.
I can see how R. Kelly would piss someone to death, but how the hell is Trebek going to mustache him?
Well, do you ever see the Cleveland show when he shaved off his mustache and he got a clip on?
Yeah. There you go. Or Tusk, but that's a different kind of mustache. Which I did watch, and holy fuck, everybody needs to see that movie. Don't watch it with the kids, though. You know, fuck the kids up.
Will it, though?
Yeah.
Have you seen my kids?
Yeah. Sorry.
We're having a moment over here.
Apparently. Touchy-feely.
7 minutes in heaven.
Done in 2.5.
It's not heaven.
But it feels so good.
Sure.
He cries afterward. Sterling Archer.
Weapon?
Bag of cocaine.
Vince.
Tom Cruise from Top Gun. A volleyball.
Oh, Jesus.
With Wilson. Cast away.
No, for playing with the boys.
Whoa. Yes. I think you just went on Neverland Ranch on that.
Top Gun is the gayest movie.
Yes.
He's shirtless the whole movie.
They're pretty much flexing while doing the volleyball scene.
Pretty much, if Kenny Loggins did a song for the movie, it's pretty gay, except for Caddyshack.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Danger Zone.
Yeah.
Ties in with Archer.
Yep. Dan?
Karen Shaha. He's the little guy off the line, Witch and Wardrobe.
Good God.
With a dagger.
Dan has a short list this week.
I very do.
Oh, they all have knives.
No.
Okay.
My number six is Ralph Wiggum with fire, because the leprechaun told him to.
Nice.
Timmy.
Charlie Sheen.
Cocaine.
Tiger blood.
Very good, Mr. Short.
Bob from Bob's Burgers.
Spatula. Yeah. Vince.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
With.
Rolled up newspaper.
Oh, I was going to say with Jaden.
With Jaden. I'll switch it.
Beat a motherfucker with another motherfucker.
Dan.
Martin Kalaba. He's off of a little bitty guy off of Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah. With a cutlass.
Like a car?
No.
It's horn.
He couldn't reach the pedals, goddammit.
I casted the mini board game clue.
Life size.
Travel size.
That's
right.
My next one. You gotta send me that picture too. That's hilarious.
Alex P. Keaton. His murder weapon is white privilege.
Wow.
Yeah. You went there, huh?
Yep. Tell that all the poor white folks. You're privileged. Timmy.
Chuck Norris.
Roundhouse kick. That's a good one. Mr. Short.
Katniss Everdeen.
Yeah.
Bow and arrow.
She's a fine looking individual. Vince.
Chris Pine. Star Trek.
Yep.
The Enterprise.
Wow. He's ramming.
Ramming speed.
I bet you say that, don't you?
Ramming speed. It's not fast. Just gotta go.
And then your dog takes off running. Not again.
What'd you call my wife?
Oh, no.
I clearly heard dog.
I clearly heard dog, too.
Dan.
Warwick Davis.
Ah.
With a spear.
Willow. Would that be like a
butter knife? No. Ewok. Wicked.
He's also in Wicked.
I know, yeah, but he didn't have a spear.
And he fucks with the fucking leprechaun.
He's fucking Willow.
Teeny.
A friend with weed is a friend indeed.
That's why I love that episode. He's right.
I have 10, the Toolman Taylor with power tools.
Ben for 2,100.
That's right.
Yep.
Next.
Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, God. What weapon?
Oil sandwich. Oil sandwich.
Wow, what God, you went full retard there for a second.
Yeah, I'm a dude playing another dude. It's like another dude. What do you got?
That's me?
Yeah. I got all confused.
Bob Lee Swagger.
God damn it, Wahlberg again.
Sniper rifle.
Sniper rifle, yeah.
Bruce Willis from Die Hard.
Okay.
A machine gun.
Machine gun. Okay. Dan.
Peter Dinklage.
What the fuck?
I told you, it's a mini clue. With a crossbow.
Oh, your movie travel size.
My next one, Xena, with the chakra, the little circle knifey thing she throws. And...
Oh, I thought you were talking about the thing she shoved up the little bronze at.
No, I thought you were talking about the chakra.
Chakra, yeah.
That would be hand Popeye.
Talking about the minivan.
Yeah. It's two in the front, five in the rear. Just breathe, honey. It'll be over soon. Timmy, number... What's your last one?
Bruce Campbell.
Yep.
Chainsaw.
Here you go. Yeah. You still yours?
No.
Okay. Short?
Sledgehammer. 44 Magnum. That was a good show.
Yeah.
Jay.
Snoogans.
His cock.
Cock knocker.
Dan.
Emmanuel Lewis.
Damn it.
He did.
A Webster Dictionary.
He leaves an imprint of Webster. Solve this clue.
You could see, could you see him flying through the room, like jumping off something with this big fucking book right over
the
head?
Like the Giants, as all the bad words.
My last one, Homie the Clown, with a sock full of coins.
Nice.
Homie, don't play that.
So that was Clue. That was a thing.
That happened.
Meet some creatures.
I think that's it for this week's show.
Well, hold on, I did some research here.
Oh, God.
You know the movie The Great Outdoors?
Yes, yeah. John Candy and...
Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd.
I've been searching for years. I finally found it. Over our Christmas shutdown, I'm going to take a little trip up to Valparaiso, Indiana. I found the old 96er.
Did you?
Yes.
It's in Valpo?
Yeah, I'm going to give her a shot. 6 pounds of steak.
Shut the fuck up.
Dude, he done the Ugly Burger Challenge.
Wait a minute. How much is the steak?
I don't know. But if you eat it in an hour, it's free. So my
goal, say we fucking go.
My goal is to eat it
in
an hour.
Quit making noise.
I got a picture of it here.
This has to be YouTube.
I know you can't eat it.
No.
You can record it.
I can record it, yeah.
But we should all try to eat it.
I cannot eat that much meat.
You can fucking eat that much meat.
I've seen you take meat at that fucking club the other night.
It's called Kelsey Steakhouse. It's in Valparaiso, and they got one in Portage.
How long away is it? How
it's like 3 hours.
Oh, shit.
That's a bit like you can fucking starve yourself on the way there. Just eat that motherfucking hell yes.
That's all it is.
Look at her. She needs a hug.
Yep. I got to... Send it to you, so.
Oh, yeah.
Dog porn or something.
Yeah, that's what it is. Well, if you liked this episode, didn't like this episode,
fuck
please
you.
Send hate mail.
Dan really wants hate mail.
I want to tell you to go screw yourself in a nice, nice way.
The email address is inconclusivebreakdown@gmail.com. We have Twitter @inconclusivepod, @cyborgsumo, @chimptornado,
@TimmySizzler. Jesus Christ.
$72.
Jesus. Seriously?
At Beetle Bliss. $72 for a steak if you don't eat it.
Damn.
I could do that.
You could do that?
Yeah, hell, I got the picture right there, dude.
You're fucking stupid. There ain't no way.
I am stupid, but I can do it.
I could eat it. Hell yeah. I said we do this. I'll save how a fucking $72.
An hour.
Oh, there's no fucking way.
Couple beers.
6 pounds?
I'll get fucking sick afterwards, but fuck yeah, I'll eat that bitch.
How long do you have to hold it down after?
Until you walk out the door, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Peace out, bitches.
Can I shit my pants in a chair?
Sure.
Fucking awesome.
Wear a diaper.
We have a Facebook group. Just look for us, Inconclusive Breakdown, on Facebook. Join the group.
That's the picture of the white hood. The group picture, white hood.
Never mind. Yeah.
Keep going. Jesus Christ, that was awesome.
Wow, yeah, you lost that one. I think that's it for this week. Anybody got anything else to add?
Friggin' Ewok and Walk.
What?
I've been watching Labyrinth, alright? I have a 4-year-old. She just wants to watch Labyrinth. Over and over again.
Mine wants to watch Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay. My kids can't talk.
Ask about yours.
My daughter wants to flip and do all kinds of crazy stuff. She's a bicycle.
Ching, ching. Kind of like a ching, ching.
Easy killer. All right. We good?
I don't know. We good?
We good?
Probably a 20% chance that there may not be episode next week. Just a heads up, I go in for surgery on Wednesday. Should be back in time. We'll see how the pain meds are doing. Granted, last time I was on pain meds, I threw a machete at Dan's head. Missed him by an inch. Or he would have been dead, because that was at least a 14-inch machete blade. Razor sharp.
Was that in the produce department?
That was in the produce department.
How many times did you almost stab?
He said,
I almost stabbed him.
I forget what I was doing. Was I cutting shit?
Numerous times, yeah.
People want you dead.
No,
have you ever noticed that? Maybe your fucking personality. People want you dead.
Want me dead. Justin was on codeine.
A lot of codeine.
And he was just messing with a knife. He was acting like he was going to cut something, but he didn't know what he was doing.
Yep.
He was just sitting on a rolly chair. And I'm like, you need to put the fucking knife down before you hurt somebody. We're like, he was 16 feet away from me, and he threw it. And I was sitting on the sink.
I was aiming for the sink.
He was aiming for the sink, and I was sitting on the sink. So he threw it, and it went right by my head.
Yeah.
Went like that. I was like, no more drugs for you.
Yeah. So I'll be on stronger stuff coming out of the hospital. So
that has to disappear.
Anything sharp in this room would have to disappear.
The glass.
So... good times.
So all this is going away?
Most of it, yeah. So, we'll see.
I want your left titty.
I think I'm keeping those just for myself.
I want to bind your skin, make a book.
What kind of book?
I don't know. Well, a porn?
Short story?
Hey, he wants a jacket.
I want a jacket, a mask, a wallet.
What's the wallet made out of?
The wallet's made out of the scrotum.
I would love to have a wallet made out of your skin.
That's what I'm saying.
How fucking cool would that be?
Just say
you like my wallet? This wallet's pretty cool, isn't it? It's made from human skin.
But here's the thing. He's going to donate it to kids. Burn victims.
Yeah.
No.
Well, fuck them.
No,
I want a wallet.
Not only that, but...
well, hold on.
Listen.
Fuck you, Freddy Krueger looking kid.
He's wanting to put his taint on some poor kid's face when I want to stick it in my back pocket.
By your tank.
To make a whole bunch of finger pop-ups.
Is it?
But think about it,
it's
though.
It's pale.
Oh, and it's lotion. It's smooth.
Yeah.
Supple.
That's like a tent. It could cover a third world country. Think all the people he could save.
The stories we could tell.
I'm sure.
I want you to know that when my daughter was born, Vince wanted to come and eat the placenta.
Well, Vince is a sick fuck. I just want the skin.
You just got called a sick fuck by a giant racist.
I just got called a sick fuck by another sick fuck.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Hey, now the placenta is full of vitamins and nutrients.
If that isn't a potato calling the tomato red.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Thing?
Yeah. You can't go a day without making fun of an Irish guy.
You wrote that down at home, didn't you? I got work this out of the show somehow.
He's just going to come in one day and be like, potato eating motherfucker!
I bet if I cut you bleed vodka!
No, it's probably mashed potatoes.
Well, was going to say vodka's Russians.
Hey.
I think we're done.
We've already turned it off now.
There will probably be, there, more than likely there will be a show next week. One of them probably will be in charge. So,
God help us all.
Good luck.
So we get our wallets and we get our shirts.
Yeah. Speaking of that, shirts should be shipping tomorrow. So I believe it was 2 or 3 days after end of the campaign, and since it's a Sunday, so it'll probably everything will ship tomorrow. Question? you were Dan. Okay.
Oh man, you know what?
He's indefensible.
I'm into this now.
I know this is
look,
fucking
my bad, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I need a new one because it's getting.
I know. You know what you can do with the
I can take
skin
your skin and put that motherfucker on there, and so
branded in there.
And when people are like, "Oh, that's a nice wallet. Where'd you get that?" I'm like, "Justin's skin."
After they mark your skin,
yeah,
get it all tattooed. Just weird shit.
Yeah.
Penises everywhere.
A human skin wallet.
Little Babatunde getting a penis stitched on his face because he fell in the fire pit.
What the hell just happened to the show?
I don't know.
Jesus. Babatunde. We're done.
Good luck, folks. We might see you next week.
How are we going to see him? It's a
shut your face
show.
I'll see something.
Cheeky gooky wop up.
If you can't duck it, fuck it.
There you, thank God. We're done.